Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Joe Metalicino from KCT Credit Union, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We appreciate the intro. Joe Melanesino is off today. He was replaced today's show with Michael Lee, the president and CEO. Big shot. So Joe's at home drinking a nice warm beverage because he likes his beverages warm. And we're going to dedicate the show to him drinking his warm beverage. But we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We were just talking about the...
Yeah, let's figure that out.
Well, let's... So Donnie was reading a story that I wasn't paying attention to because I was fuddling around with the Facebook post that takes me 15 minutes to put up. Illinois legislature approves bill to prevent unfair real estate listing agreements. Kari, have you heard anything like this coming down through your organization? Of course not. Okay, that's great. So nice. Oh,
you were
I'm looking at her. Kari's like,
Kari, our expert.
Kari's like, what are you talking about?
Real estate market.
What are you talking about?
All right, I'll read through this to figure out.
Oh, monotonously, like on air right now.
No. Okay. It's going to take me. It's at least one page. It's going to take me 40 minutes to get through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fair. Reading's not.
I didn't say it was.
Not my strength.
I get it.
Talking isn't either. 312-981-7200. Standing is a whole nother.
You're doing an excellent job.
I'm doing a great job.
Yep.
That pole behind me is great. 312-981-7200. Omega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here till 1. We don't know what's going on, but we are going to try to make it entertaining and informative. So, Kari, other than that breaking news that Donnie just dropped on my lap here, you've got a lot of things going on in Vegas that you want to talk about because you have a lot of listeners that are contacting you. And actually, believe it or not, a lot of listeners are like, why does she keep talking about Vegas? Because people from Illinois are moving out to Vegas in plane loads full. You want to talk about that real quick and tease it?
Yes, we've been lucky enough to help many of our Chicagoland listeners move to Vegas. It's been so much fun. We run a full global relocation company, and it just so happens that Vegas is on the hot seat right now, which is really fun. And I have a new opportunity. It's a beautiful development. It's about 14 miles southeast of the beautiful Bellagio, and it is gorgeous. It's built on the mountain, and there are many celebrities that live in the community, and the prices are pretty extraordinary.
Okay,
starting at about $6 million for.
Well, you said celebrities. So
yes.
Yes. That kind of makes sense.
It is so gorgeous.
When did you close on your home out there, Jeremy?
I'm not a celebrity. I'm not even close to a celebrity.
It's 6'5".
Yeah.
It's a beautiful community called Ascaya. And again, it's very close to the Strip. And
how far is it? You said 14 miles. So how long does it take you?
Less than 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, 20 minutes
because it's
traffic.
Like desert, right? Like, do you hit community, desert, and then the Strip? Or is it... Like, is it desolate?
It's not desolate. It's very well surrounded by shops and
cool,
beautiful restaurants out away from the Strip. But then it's only 14 miles to the Strip, and it's an easy drive over, 20 minutes. It's just absolutely gorgeous community that is just... We're bringing attention to it, and we've got some new listings coming up in there, and they're gorgeous.
Phone number?
630-673-6000. 4586.
We'll dive deeper at the bottom of the hour. Mike Lee, welcome back. You're in for Joe.
Yes, sir.
I think he's getting his hair transplant today. He's follicly challenged.
It's okay.
He's trying something new.
Good job.
It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to take about a month.
He's committed.
He's committed. There's a lot. And there are like six cows that had to go down.
At least.
to get the hair to implant in Joe's head. So what are we talking about today, Mike?
We'd like to talk a little bit about just basic things in regards to money. Financial stress people have, you know, some things that I've learned. And first of all, disclaimer, I don't know that anybody does money perfect. But there's some things I've learned through the years helping people. And there's a few thoughts I'd like to share today just that might really help some people in the future. So.
How was it being on a real radio show when you were on John Hansen earlier in the week?
You know, a shout out to John. It was a great show. But it was too short. I like this a lot better. So okay. It's hard to condense everything into 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, John, the formal complaint has been filed. John Hansen.
He's going to love that.
You can't pigeonhole Mike Lee for 5 minutes, yeah. John Hansen.
He needs way more airtime.
He needs way more airtime, yeah. Hansen.
Two titles.
Yeah.
He's got two titles.
He needs at least two segments, exactly. John. Duh.
Title per segment.
All right. Well, he'll be coming in later. We'll have a word with him. All right. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you and your team.
The best number is our 888-741-3344.
Don't worry about that. There's something going on.
We'll edit that out this morning.
Well, yeah, when we go live, we'll edit it out. Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. You guys been busy?
We have. It's picking up. Obviously, the summer, the temperatures, it's good. It's busy.
Okay, phone number?
773-283-7675.
What are you covering today?
I'm covering some surprise maintenance that's come up due to a bit of a 17-year event.
Okay. It has red eyes and some wings.
Some, yeah.
And
some
they're just blue annoying eyes. As hell. Mm-hmm. Can't wait till the little bastards die.
Do it in a Malort
shot. The cicadas, huh?
Oh, God, they're driving me crazy.
They got like a couple weeks left,
I know.
Right?
Yeah. They'll be the greatest day in the world. MegaPros, Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And your dad preferred this.
MegaPros.com.
Just out of respect, because nice. Yeah, sure. He's listening. Yeah, of course. I just want to make sure we take care of him.
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
I'm just here for you.
Support me?
Yeah, so I think I need to.
Well,
this point.
I need a lot of it.
Exactly. You're standing, which
right,
is great.
Well, for now. All right, we got a quick break. We're already blowing through the quarter hour break, and we need a phone call. 312-981-7200. We have a caller on line one is going to talk about his experience. We got the mailbag coming up with a lot of good information of how we help listeners just this past week. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can I make a recommendation?
Always.
To the folks at the United Center. Maybe open up all the gates. Took like 45 minutes to get out, and there was a lady who wouldn't let me in. This lady wasn't happy.
Well, you wouldn't be happy if you got cut off, too.
Okay, you got out of the parking lot 3 seconds before me. I was up that lady's tuchus on the way out, and I just had to make a point.
Road rage.
It wasn't road rage. It was parking lot etiquette.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm going to the United Center next Friday, so I can't wait for that.
That's
going
great.
To see JT.
Okay, you know, they play there's a professional basketball team, the Chicago Bulls.
I don't follow that stuff.
Chicago Blackhawks.
I did hear that.
I have a season ticket holder.
I heard for both. Teams. Heard that the Blackhawks are going to play Wrigley.
Yes, in January.
In January.
Have fun with that.
Have you ever been to one of those games?
No, I've always been in my home watching it or listening.
Okay.
I
just thought it would be cool. Kari's looking at me like, yeah. Wait, yeah. How is that possible? I was befuddled as well, Kari.
And
I did
how
not.
Is it possible for the fans as well?
Well, they freeze their tuchuses.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
So, hard to
pass.
All you hardcore Blackhawks fans that want to go out there in January to
have
watch
fun.
It at Wrigley.
Have fun.
Kudos to you guys.
Yeah, there'll be one less person you have to compete with to get out of the party. Me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Last week I talked about a listener who we helped. We had a little crossing of wires. Called me for a reverse mortgage. Joe's on the phone. Was our listener. Joe, how are you?
Good. Thanks, David.
All right, no problem. This is our mailbag segment where we just go over how we help listeners the prior week so listeners that are listening can understand that we are here to help them. And there are different avenues you might not have thought about. So Joe called me for a reverse mortgage. And Joe, after we ran the numbers, we determined that due to your ages and your wife's age, you didn't qualify for a reverse mortgage. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
All right. And then we called, but you had PMI, right?
Correct.
Right. And you weren't happy with the PMI.
No, not at all. Not after 15, 16 years.
Michael, he had PMI on his loan for 15 years.
Wow.
So he, so Joe is not a mortgage professional like I am, an outstanding mortgage professional, if you want to put some adjectives in front of it. So we got on the phone and we called a servicer. We spent about 15 minutes getting through the plethora of nonsense to get somebody.
At least, yeah.
And we got a human being, right? She was a nice a young lady. And helped us out. And she not only helped us out, but understood Joe's loan. And Joe was, and I was befuddled how come it didn't drop off automatically.
Yeah. But
one phone call, Joe's in the process now of saving how much a month, Joe, to get that PMI off of there?
$120, $130 nice. A month, something like that.
$1,500 a year will be gone. In Joe's home in Gurnee that he bought 17, 18 years ago that has seen probably double the appreciation of what he bought it for.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we got to send out an appraiser to do an appraisal opinion letter. So it's going to cost him maybe $75 to $125. But Joe and his wife are going to save $1,500. One call.
Nice.
Well, it was actually an email. And then I called Joe back. And then we got on the phone, spent probably an hour on the phone together because Joe was frustrated. And you know, Joe, how much money did I charge you for that time?
Nothing, and I was very impressed. I know you're busy, and you knew early on we weren't going to be able to make a deal, at least at this time, so you weren't going to get anything financially out of it, and you still spent all the time it took to set my mind at ease about a lot of things.
That's good. And I also told you that I wear a double extra large. In case you want to get some
something nice,
wide shoulders.
You can have some of my old ones
because I work out and I got wide shoulders.
I know,
not crossing my stomach, just because
it's the chest. It really gets it,
and the biceps.
I'm surprised you could even make it through doors.
Well, that's the head, right? We got bigger, exactly. And the biceps.
The biceps.
I need the extra space. So, Joe, how'd you feel after the call, buddy?
I felt good, and you know, hope that we'll be able to do something in the future, but. I was just mystified about things. I don't know, obviously, anything about, you know, real estate. At one time, I held an insurance license, and I studied for that, but real estate confounds me. And I didn't know about the modification, which you set my mind at ease on, and how that worked. So, you know, I felt a lot better after spending time on the phone with you.
Mike, we were talking about this earlier. He had a modification. Him and his wife went through a modification probably 10 years ago. Joe forgot about. He sent me the mortgage statement. There was a large chunk of money that was deferred that was added to the back as a silent second, so he's not paying on it. Could not benefit him in any way. I'm like, it's ridiculous to refinance you at this time. Let's see if we could get the PMI off, and now he's going to be saving over $1,500 a year. Wow. So that's a huge win, about a little under $1,500 a year. So huge win for you, Joe. Thanks for listening to the show, and we appreciate you coming on and sharing your story, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate it. And anybody I talk to will certainly hear about you.
All right. Well, only the good stuff, not the bad stuff, Joe. All right. All right, buddy. Well, hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product to your choice for calling in, and give my love to your wife.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7200. Lady in Niles, Michael Lee. 73 years old next week. Called me up, stressed out beyond belief. Said, listen, I can't help you out with what you got. She had a 3% first loan over her skis. I connected her with your team. They gave her a $20,000 loan, paid off three cards. Here's her email. I was able to pick... they paid off three of my credit cards for $18,726, opened up an account for the remaining money, gave her a $20,000 loan. She opened up a savings account for the $1,273 that's left over. Her payment is $554 a month. That was the payment on two of her credit cards. So the third credit card, the payment of a couple hundred bucks, you save this lady the stress of a 73-year-old. Joe's in his 70s as well. Okay, I was able to pick out a date that works for me, the due date and payment, and they set up a direct deposit as well. Everybody I work with at KCTCU was patient, kind, and professional. Always look out for what was my best interest. After going through two rejections with other companies, I had little hope of getting a loan. Thanks to you and the staff at KCTCU, in less than 10 days, I had a process loan, zero credit card balances, and peace of mind. Okay? So kudos to you and your team, because this lady in Niles was beyond stressed out. You know, when they call, you could tell they're about ready to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
This lady was about ready to have a nervous, this listener was about ready to have a nervous breakdown, and this is her email. So I'm going to send this to, I'm going to give this to you so you could call her and thank her. And then one last one. Joel Spencer came to me a couple of months back and says, hey, is there anything you could do with the turndowns that we have with our short-term financing? I'm like, I've got all of these products at KCTCU. First one that they referred me was a complete disaster, right? Rolling 30s, 5-10 credit score, couldn't help her, right? Child support wasn't coming in, blah, blah, blah. It was raining. The hole was too big to get out of. Second one they gave me, lady was making 60 grand a year, owned her home free and clear, $190,000 home. She had a solid job, making 60 grand a year. She had rolling 30s on two credit cards. At rolling 30-day lates, which means she paid January late and just never got caught up. Her credit got destroyed. She had two collections, and she needed work done with PermaSeal for about 13 Gs.
Got it.
Called me, called you. I called your team. I'm like, listen, I know the credit scores are not great, but she owns her home free and clear. She got the 30-day rolling lates because she took 90 days off of work. She took time off of work to take care of her mother, who has since passed away. In December, she passed away. She took off October, November, December. Makes sense for the rolling third. Yeah. She never got caught up.
Yeah.
Right? Those 90 days she was off work. You guys gave her a loan.
Yeah.
Her credit card debt alone was $560 a month. The new loan that you guys gave her was $580 a month. You paid off all of her credit cards, all of her collections. You were able, PermaSeal, to come in to make her home healthier for her and her family because she had some seepage issues and they had to do some type of sealing in the basement. So two stories just this week of listeners that came to me for help that I kicked over to you, and you guys helped them. So congratulations. We got to hit a break, and we'll talk more about that in your segment. But I just wanted to...
That's awesome.
This mailbag segment, which should be sponsored, everybody in sales, there's your wake-up call. Let's get a sponsor for this segment. 312-981. They're like, you never have anything to sell. Here, you got a segment to sell. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ben told me that he sent that clip to John Hansen, so he'll be coming in here raging hot.
Can't wait.
Great. We're ready for you, John. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The Illinois legislature, Kari, according to Don Kleppen's story that he left for me, thank you, Don, has passed a measure that would ban unfair real estate listing agreements in the great state of Illinois. The governor has to sign it for it to go to law. Legislation targets companies that offer homeowners cash if they have equity in their homes. In exchange for the cash, the homeowner would sign an exclusive listing agreement that lasts 40 years, which is a little, not even a little mashugany. Mashugi, that's a lot mashugi, okay? The agreements have hidden fees, and it could make it difficult to refinance or sell the property. The measure would ban listing agreements that last more than a year into the future. A company based in Florida had more than 750 such agreements in Illinois. Now, I will say this is according to the story that I'm reading, so if any attorneys are listening, don't come at me. Okay, I'm reading off of the story. That's on CS Star T, whatever that is. In a lawsuit filed in April, Cook County Attorney General Kwame Raoul argued that the business accepted of targeting homeowners that had equity in their homes but needed cash. There's a company called M. Michael V. Victor, MV Realty, gave people upfront payments but locked them into 40-year exclusive listing agreements that carried hidden fees and limited their ability to refinance or sell, according to the lawsuit. Okay? According to the lawsuit, financially distressed homeowners who signed the company MVR home owner benefit agreement would get a one-time cash payment of about 0.3% of the home's value as little as a few hundred dollars. Oh, come on. The contracts were filed as a memorandum with county offices and clouding property titles. So they kind of were doing, according to this lawsuit, shady things on title. Agreements lasted 40 years and extended to the borrower's heir. Oh, the agreements lasted for 40 years and extended to the homeowner's heirs. If a homeowner died, heirs often didn't know about the contract. That's not good.
Wow.
If the owner listed the home for sale using another real estate agent, it was considered a breach of the agreement, and MV Realty was entitled to 3% of the home's sale price. Wow. That's not good. So I'm kind of for this law.
Yes.
What do you? Hey, I never heard of this. Did you heard of this?
No, I had not heard of that until this morning. So I have three things to say about it. Number one, if a deal seems too good, it probably is too good.
Good point. Yeah.
Number two, it's so important to get a referral, to trust whomever you're working with, the professional, your vendors, your contractors. You have to know someone that's used them or have a history with them. And then obviously read very carefully what you are signing.
Which most listeners and homeowners don't do when they're in a desperate situation.
I agree. And some of us that are even busy just don't read as carefully as we should when we're signing contracts. It really is a shame. And, you know, I don't like it because that gives my industry a bad name. But there's always people that will write, you know, that are doing things that they shouldn't be. That is terrible. And I would also advise our listeners, I wouldn't sign a listing agreement that was longer than a year. I mean, I'm glad that's going into policy because I agree with that. That's a long time. And, you know, maybe the home didn't sell for a variety of reasons, yet you trust your agent and you want to extend. That's fine. You just want to have the choice after 12 months.
I'll get you in a sec. I just gave two examples of homeowners, one in Niles, and the lady whose mother passed away was on the southeast side of Chicago, okay? By around 90th and State. Okay,
yes.
You can't get much more southeast side than that. So you're talking two diametrically separate. One was over in Niles, one was in south side of Chicago. Both having stresses in their, you know, one was in their 50s, the lady in Niles in their 70s, having financial duress, stressful nights, couldn't sleep, didn't know what to do. We solved their problem.
Yes.
They didn't sign their home over to anybody, this MV Realty, whoever the hell they are, for 40 years. Listen, that's ridiculous. That and I'm glad that State Rep Tara Costa Howard, a Democrat from Glenella, a lawyer who sponsored the legislation in the Illinois House, said many of the homeowners who signed the long-term agreements didn't understand the terms. So thank you, State Rep Howard, for that. You want to chime in on that as president of a credit union and CEO? Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you. Taking away one of your titles?
You know, I think the big issue we're talking about today, and we actually talked about it on the break, you have to find trusted advisors regardless what you do.
Yeah.
And this caller that called in was so important. Because David didn't even get paid in that transaction.
Sure. Yeah.
He did what was right for the member. But we all know long-term in business, if you treat people right, the business comes. Because everybody needs wise counsel and things that aren't part of their day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
And I think that's a theme. That's one thing I love about this show. David kind of, we're under his covering. When he refers people to us, if we don't treat them fairly, he's going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And that's if it's a construction, somebody buying a home, regardless. So there's a clout situation here. And I think right now today, we all see this in the world where we have a problem and we can't find resolution because we can't get people who put us first. As opposed to making a sale or something that advances them personally. So this is a great example of that you got to take care of people.
Is that more important than having more than 5 minutes on John Hansen Show to speak what you want to speak? I just want to clarify for because he's listening right now.
I have to be very careful with
John.
I think he might have me on the show again after today.
And maybe Kari not. As well.
Yes, I'm on John's show and I do love being on his show. Keep us in good standing.
That's right. I'm not, Dave. I'm loyal
to
you. Yeah.
All right. So
my question was, 1 year agreement with a realtor, what's my breach of contract fee if I decide to not work with you? So let's say, Kari, I sign on the dotted line. Yes, you could list my house for a year. Let's say 3 months down the road, I'm not satisfied, right? Forget it. I know I would be because you're you. What's my cost in breaching that contract now, currently?
Well, all agents have a different fee in there.
Okay.
So you can put whatever you want in there.
They put 3%.
Yeah, that is nuts. And also, on our team, we have a guarantee. If you're not happy with our team, whether it's one day or 5 months into the contract, we can have a conversation, and I have 2 weeks to improve what you're complaining about.
Wow.
If not, I mean, I want my clients to be happy. I always want to deliver the best service.
Sure.
Sometimes the market doesn't allow us to sell it, but we're going to do everything that we can. But if the client's not happy, I don't want to keep them in a stranglehold.
Right.
And that's what those people were in, and that's
okay.
Awful.
Yeah, that's tighter than a stranglehold. That's kind of like hanging from the
heirs.
Right, it's wrong. All right. That's like hanging from the gallows from your neck.
Yeah.
So we got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. More with Kari Kohler coming back after these messages. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hansen.
Hey!
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a show.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I Google lenders not named Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Did you hear that click? That's people turning their radios off.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Special shout out to a guy I met last night by the name of Ken. You overheard me talking to, I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. He comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you. So I'm like, okay, great. And then his wife looks at me. She's like, who are you? Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented and I'm kind of a big deal here in Chicago. So they just moved here and I typed in WGNDavid.com. I showed him. I'm like, here, see, I'm kind of a big deal. So I'm like, listen tomorrow. So he's listening. He just texted me and he's enjoying the show.
So. I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense.
You have a perfect
physique for radio.
Yes.
I was wondering if he picked up the bill form or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
No, we
kind of ran into each other at the bathroom. We won't talk about that, Mike, on the air. 312-981-7200. So nice couple from Detroit. They're big Detroit Lions fans. I'm sorry that they're fans of the Detroit Red Wings, but that's another story. 312-981-7200. Kari, our listeners are engaged.
I love it.
I live near Lake Tahoe in Reno, a listener with a 714 area code. Much better than Vegas, 2 exclamation points, not just a period, but 2 exclamation points. So 714 is serious about their Lake Tahoe in Reno. You want to throw some shade on that?
Well, I will say that Lake Tahoe and Reno are beautiful areas. I mean, those are some spectacular areas of our country. What I have found about Nevada, the entire state is so cool. It's so gorgeous. It offers something for everyone. So, of course, you know, the Strip is the Strip, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
But then the golf courses and the mountains and in the Lake Tahoe Reno area, that is just a gorgeous area as well. There's something for everyone there, and then a tax-friendly state, which is another thing that
I love so much. A texter said, David, southeast side is by the lake, not Red Line. So if I said Red Line, I stand corrected. I apologize. And that big body of water is the lake, not the Red Line. It's closer to the Green Line. So there you go, texter. I do know my colors of my CTA.
You still don't
lines.
Know directions.
Let's not get specific here.
Right, okay.
I got the green line.
Right.
So is Vegas? So Florida seems to have calmed down a little bit on the price appreciation. They've had some rain challenges. Some people are leaving Florida to come back because they don't like the challenges of getting and the costs, the investments of the insurance down there.
Yes.
Because the insurance in that state, and I'm not getting political, I'm just telling you a fact, it's a mess. And special assessments have been handed down. I'm getting calls from homeowners here in Illinois of second homes down in Florida who are like, hey, we just got hit with a $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000 special assessment because they have to do private insurance because they can't get insurance on the complex. It's hurricane season now, so now you're going to start hearing that. You got one, you know, roaring out of the Gulf right now. Picking up steam. So the insurance is a major challenge, and you've got to be aware of that. Is there that type of issue, those type of issues in Nevada?
No, there aren't. I haven't had any issues like that. That's what's cool about Nevada. Like, I mean, it's funny when I say that it's 115 degrees there right now. It's such a great state because you're not dealing with those major, you know, weather challenges that Florida is dealing with. And you have the tax-friendly state, and you have so many things to do in that state. It's just a really neat place. I, of course, love Florida as well. But I know that, you know, that's kind of like the deal we were talking about. When something looks too good, maybe it is, and insurance rates are really haunting some of those people that have moved there.
You could ski in Nevada.
Yes.
You could kayak. You could fish. There's legalized gambling. There's great shows. There's prostitution for those that want to partake in prostitution. Not that I'm bringing.
Okay, I'm going to leave that last one out, but you can do all of those activities in the same day. That's what's
Wait,
so cool.
Why are you going to leave that one out?
You can do that a lot of energy.
Sorry, why can't you squeeze that in?
I am not going to talk about that.
Actually, if you start the day with that, everything goes downhill.
It's Vegas, right? You could start that at any time.
This is what I get with sitting with a table with a bunch of guys.
I'm just pointing out the benefits.
Wait a second. Girls don't. Saying guys only partake in that? Well, wow.
At least the people I know. It's not first on our agenda.
I'll introduce you to some women, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can ski in the morning and play golf in the afternoon or do the opposite. It's so cool.
And catch a world-class show.
Oh, without a doubt.
And eat at world-class restaurants.
Yeah. All in one state.
And broke by the next morning.
Or really wealthy.
Or really wealthy.
Maybe.
If you're really lucky.
I mean, the house always wins. Let's
right,
be clear.
In the end.
Yeah, correct.
So if our listeners want more information about the different opportunities that you have in Las Vegas and Nevada in and of itself, because Nevada went through a little something that Florida was going through. It was overpopulated. You know, people were selling their homes and getting out, and values were coming down. Have you seen that type of kind of like stabilize as well?
We have a little bit more supply in Nevada than we do in the Chicagoland area, although prices are still increasing. There's so much being built around Reno as well as the Strip. It is just becoming such a cool place to be. So values are appreciating there, even though we have a little bit more supply. And I will be available for an hour after the show. I'll be driving home. Anybody can give me a call to discuss anything in real estate. I'm at 630-673-4586.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And not only out there, you do stuff here in Illinois.
Yes.
Your son, Sam, let's give a shout out to Sam. He's been doing it for how long?
Sam has been doing it for about 2.5 years. So much fun to have my son, Sam, on the team. And my other son, Tommy, just joined the team as well. So it is fabulous. I love working in the Chicagoland area. This is just an awesome place. This is where I built my business. And we're having a client appreciation party this afternoon for 120 people to honor our clients.
Awesome. Nice job. And the reason I bring up Sam, he's been doing it for 2.5 years. He's been busting his rear end, humping around with the social media and the networking and doing all the right things that now, if you put in the 2.5 years that you're supposed to, in the way you're supposed to, in the detailed, organized way that he did it, he's now well established and he's killing it.
Thank you very much. It's funny, when I walk around in Vegas, people will say, "Oh my gosh, your son Sam." I'm like, "Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a darn minute." But it's great. I'm so proud of him.
Your business is in good hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Phone number one more time before we hit the break.
My cell number for calling me personally is 630-673-4586.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Donnie, thank you for that great story about the new bill that hopefully the governor will sign because they think it's good for Illinois homeowners. Homes in North Chicago, coming back with Mike Lee from KCTCU after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to bring Michael Lee up here. But before that, at the end of the show, we're going to do a tribute to my good friend Paul Bryan, who passed away this week. He was the voice of everything automotive in Chicago, and he had a auto show. I think it was here at one time on WGN, It was on WLS for like 20 some years, and it was a show before mine when I was over there. So I got to meet Paul, got to build a nice relationship with Paul. So I just want to, I was heartbroken and shocked when I found out that we lost him. And Army vet, we'll go into it more, but just want to give him a little tribute at the end of the show, Michael. So let's talk about what you wanted to talk about, which was education. I think the two ladies that I had mentioned earlier, one on the southeast side by the lake, and one in Niles. You couldn't be more further away from each other, but still considered in Chicago, because everybody thinks Niles is in Chicago. You go on vacation, you're from Chicago. I live in Northbrook. I'm from Chicago. But two different areas, one lady 73, one lady 60, both in need, both had challenges, not making any excuses, not doing any judgments. You were able to solve it. Your team.
Right. A couple things, and just to let you know how committed I am to this, I actually am on the commission of a program called Bank on Illinois. It's through the comptroller's office. What it is an effort to serve the unbanked or underbanked. And out of that, I actually led a task force on financial wellness and empowerment in our schools. So what we're trying to do, and my kind of setup here, is that financial education isn't happening. And one of the challenges with money, I've discovered, I've kind of become a student of it since I've taken this position, it might be the most intimate thing in the world.
Sure.
And David, you know this, you see this. So a lot of times in life, the things we don't talk about are our biggest problems, right? If you get it out and you get advice, you talk about it, then you can find solutions. So excuse me, I've got a little something in my throat today. My wife and I for years taught a pre-marriage class at our church, and it was a lot of fun. But a statistic that came out of that that would kind of blow you away is that young couples that are dating will get physically intimate 10 times faster than financially intimate. That's how intimate this is. So one of the things is just getting people to talk about it. And David, you'd mentioned earlier, the challenge sometimes is people wait too long, and then it's hard to find solutions for them.
How do you bring that up? Okay, so I was a virgin when I got married. I didn't believe in doing any of that dirty stuff prior to getting married. If you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. But how do you start that conversation? What are you laughing about? How do you start that conversation? Hey, yeah, you know, okay. Hey, you know, how much debt do you got? Right. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good start to a conversation. Is, do you have any debt? Do you have any loan? Like, we're going to be in this together.
It's actually before that. You've got to say to those people, I'm just glad you're here today. You're looking at this. And, oh, by the way, everybody's done something stupid with money. And if they say they haven't,
they're lying.
They're a liar.
Right.
So, or they really didn't have any money at it ever.
You're right.
You know, do something stupid with.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So it's not
they
like
will.
A lot of things in life. It's not where you've been. It's where you're headed.
Yeah.
And then if you can create that, I'm not judging you. Actually, we've seen that with other institutions. People don't go vet or open up to them because they're afraid that organization is going to judge them.
Right. Hmm.
So it's really creating an environment that people aren't getting judged, because we've all made mistakes in life, right? So, but there is some philosophical things with money that you have to get past. One thing I like to talk about is a lot of us are slaves to money. It determines everything in our lives, right? So this is going to sound a little radical, but I think sometimes you got to get through the philosophy of the way you look at money, that it's just a tool of life. So one of the things I suggest, and this is kind of radical, but it's something I believe you need to do, you need to give some of your money away. Now, that sounds pretty bizarre with somebody who's having financial problems, but what happens in that endeavor of giving it away, you devalue it and you put it in its proper perspective of life. It's just a tool. Because until you do that, it runs your world. So my point is, how do you change the way you think that you control your money as opposed to it controlling you?
All right, let's talk about that after the break. I got to hit a break because you're talking a complete 360 as to the way people are thinking. Most of our listeners are thinking now. Right? Mm-hmm. It's like you have some listeners, you make a dollar, they're spending 10. You have some listeners that make no money, they're still spending way to spend 5. Okay? We see it every day because we're running credit reports, you and I. Kari sees it every day because her buyers are having challenges buying homes because they have so much debt. And Jeremy's seeing it, and so is Mike, because they don't qualify for financing on the jobs that they want to do. So it is a major challenge that we'll dive deeper into caused you to have more time on this show than you did on John Hanson's show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report, it's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's one of Benny's favorite. All right, so the 630 and the 224 both made a comment, Jeremy.
Pretty spot on. Where cover it says, remember your math, David. A 360 is back to where you started from. 180 is opposite direction.
See, the challenge is my 180 is so violently strong that it turns into a 360 because I can't stop it. So
and then we said you might even make it to that 540 rotation to where you're back at that other opposite.
You go around
exactly,
and a half.
Exactly. You're spinning so fast.
I'm spinning so fast.
Exactly.
Right. So thank you, texters. I think I pretty much explained myself right there. Michael Lee, we've got some questions about your little let's give your money away, right? After how many months or years should you start talking about what you talked about? How much you earn versus your partner when you're dating? That's a good one.
Months or years?
Months or years.
You know, I think in the perfect world, it's like what you and I would almost do for a candidate looking for a loan. You pull their credit report. You walk through it.
Like a free interview on my date.
It's full disclosure because the day you're married, their debt becomes your debt.
Yeah.
So now you're a team. And here's the reason why this is so important. We all have dreams, things that we want to do. Well, if you marry someone and they've got $200,000 of student loan debt, you're probably not going to get a house real quick. Now, I'm not trying to trump love here. I mean, but it's change planning is so important in life. And that's what I'm really suggesting here. Sit down, have a plan. We talked about this on break. You can overcome all this, but it's not going to happen if you don't have a plan and a purpose. That's the key factor here. Don't ignore it.
Hmm. Part two of that text is this. Also, what if one of the people, if one person in the couple, I'll rephrase it here, is a financial planner, should the other person provide their bank account information and income earnings to the boyfriend or girlfriend that is a financial planner? So
that's scary.
That gets to where. When does this all start coming into place, right? So I get it, right?
Yeah.
You're dating somebody, you just graduated college. Hey, you have any student loan debt? Great. How much? Who's paying for it? I mean, that's kind of like easy. After a couple, three drinks, liquid courage, and you start asking these questions. But some people are scared to death just to have any type of conversation. I'll go one step further. This generation doesn't know how to hold a conversation with each other. Okay? They will text each other from the other room.
What's the generation you're ensuing to?
I got a 16-year-old daughter right now going to camp tomorrow. I got to schlep her to camp on Father's Day. Okay? Because God forbid we take the bus because these girls, these 16-year-olds, don't want to take the bus. So I get to drive 3 hours back and forth.
Perfectly good bus.
A perfectly good bus. Not that I've got any angst against it. I'm just bringing it up. Sure. Okay? She's texting all of her friends. Right? This is this generation. My 18-year-old and my 21-year-old does it too. You know what I'm talking about, Kari.
Okay? So they can't talk.
They can't talk. They're texting and they're going, and all I hear is, I can't believe that. I can't believe. I'm like, why don't you just hit send and make the call? Why don't you
just hit the green button?
Hit the freaking green button.
There's a whole button for
it. And have a conversation. Dad, we don't do that. I'm like, well, so you're going to sit here in the dark. How does this generation, and I'm not trying to be the old man, get off my grass, okay? I'm saying, how does this generation have the conversation when they can't even talk to each other in a group text without an emoji or thing?
Like,
they can't
be
even
serious.
Yeah, they have no idea how to have a conversation. I've tried.
You know, I think it's like all that. I'm not saying, hey, I'm thinking about taking a date with you. Can I have your financial statement before we date? You
know, that's creative.
It is kind of creative and interesting. But I think there is a term, and I, you know, when you're wanting to take that next step, whatever that is for you, that you need to have this conversation. Because here's the issue with this. If you don't have it, it's going to bubble up later in the marriage, and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's full disclosure. You know, I'm even kind of old school that, you know, a lot of young couples are getting married much later in life and they have his and hers.
Yeah.
Well, that's a challenge too, because there's a trust issue in that. Now, I'm not saying you don't pool your money and both have allowances, that here's your spending allotment, yours. But if you're hiding things, it always bubbles up and becomes an issue. And I think that's, like everything, disclosure.
Would you recommend the parents get involved? Because the parents could have that conversation a lot more liberally because they're used to having conversations, because we talked to people when we were in high school and we've grown up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s actually having to have verbal intercourse with people on a daily basis instead of just sending emojis and code words about everything. BRB, right? Be right back. What the hell's that? Be right back, Dad. Duh! Right? I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I mean, I would put a little bit of onus on the parents of, right? So as far as financial education goes, to get your kids learning about it,
learning about,
they might become more comfortable with it, which therefore, as they grow, will make it easier to have that conversation.
Right. This is such a challenge, though. So we actually have a branch at our community college. So we work with students. I've created an advisory board. So I was with this group a while back. And one of the young ladies says, well, I had a challenge opening a checking account for a year because everybody turned me down. I'm like, why? She says, I opened an account and my parents started using it and overdrafted it so poorly.
Great.
Wow.
So my point is here, parents are always the best resource sometimes, but you need to find a financial, and I'm not saying an advisor, it's just someone you respect that you think does money well, and ask them for their opinion and good counsel. You're right on, David, because that's the challenge with this whole financial literacy issue with young people in our schools. They're not getting from the schools, and in many instances, they're not getting it from their parents.
Can I volunteer to be a guest speaker in one of these classes? I think that would be a hoot. Can I? That would be.
Are you going to yell at them?
I'll talk loudly if they ask some stupid question. Okay. No, I'll explain it to them. And then when the fourth person asks the same question, I'll be like, pay attention. All right. So you want to read the one that just came in about the 773, about the son?
So my kid is allowing her boyfriend, who's a financial planner, in her planning decisions, 401k Roth IRA, about 27 years old. So
what are your thoughts on that, Michael?
Boyfriend, not spouse.
Right. You know,
a newly established financial planner, Michael.
Yeah.
Financial intellect, if you want to call it that, I'm not putting an age band on that. I've met young people that did money really well, and I've met very mature people that did money very poorly.
I'm glad you said that. 100% right.
So I think you have to consider the source. But here's the key of all this. Do your own homework, right? Advice is good, but where we fall short, we were talking about this earlier, find a resource. And it's so available now on the web. You can look all this up, 401k options, what's the best for you. You can Google things and it will tell you what to do. So it's that old saying in life that a lot of us live by, trust, but
verify.
That's it.
Measure twice, cut once, Jeremy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of auditing. Yes. I audit sometimes.
So yeah, I want to talk about your credit builder savings account that we have used to help listeners establish credit, build a savings account to buy a home while they're enhancing their credit. We've got 2 minutes, minute and a half before the break. Go.
So bottom line, a lot of people have credit problems, and to be really blunt, they have no idea how to fix it. And even to the point that sometimes they use third parties that actually charge them a fee, which to me just makes the problem even worse because it's money you don't have that you're paying someone, right?
Yeah.
So what we do as a not-for-profit financial institution, we actually have a product. It's not even a loan. It's a deposit product. So basically, you're creating a loan on your own money. Hmm. But what we do with it, we report it to the credit agencies to show your pattern of ability to pay, and that increases your score. What's so neat about it, it's just you're basically providing a loan for yourself. We're just being the administrator to make sure it's filed with TransUnion or whoever that rating agency is.
And every payment you make, your credit score gets better.
How do I help the people that don't have the money to even start that?
There's a lot of things they can do. I mean, bottom line, though, and I think this is the biggest part I'm trying to talk to, about today, Jeremy, there has to be a philosophical change. And, you know, it's kind of like, help me help you. So until people want to change and live differently, we're not going to help them. So that's the first discussion, which is sometimes a very tough discussion. It's that, you know, kind of that definition of insanity. Keep doing what you've always done and think something's going
to
change.
My dad told me, and Bob Brinker reinforced it, pay yourself first. I used to listen to Bob Brinker all the time.
I'm a big fan of Bob Brinker.
You pay yourself first. Every time you make money, you max out your 401k. You open up a credit card. You don't spend money on things you don't need with money you don't have. You pay yourself first. You pay your credit cards off every Friday, and your credit scores will go up. We've got to hit a break, Mr. Lee. What's the best phone number for our listeners to reach your team to get more information about the products and services that you offer?
You think I would have this memorized, but I usually give up my cell number. But someone said that might not be the best thing to do on the air. So, but you could call 888-741-3344.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We got Mike Houston. We got a ton of questions coming in via the text for you, Mike, a door knocker question. So if you sent in that text question, hang tight. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to Donnie and Andy in the newsroom.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm bracing for Hanson to come in here to, I think he got about like 12 minutes of airtime there, Mike, which is almost three times the amount John Hanson gave you on his show.
Not like just, it's competition or anything.
Oh, it is.
And there's, still time left.
All right. Still got about another hour and 20 minutes here to get more airtime, John Hanson. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 847 texted in, Michael.
I'm listening.
We were talking about this. Good morning, Mr. Hochberg. So obviously he thinks he's sending a text to my father.
Pretty proper.
Right. Yeah. As always, an outstanding show with the primary goal to help your listeners. My wife and I were fortunate to work with you on refinancing our home. Last time you had Lindholm Roofing on, you talked about being careful about solicitors, door-to-door solicitors, which we always do when you're on.
The storm chasers.
Especially now, because we're in the season. Okay. Well, that day, we received this flyer in our mailbox, which I showed you. Okay, it's a door-knocking flyer. When I grew up, my parents only used Lindholm. And in our 37 years in Park Ridge, in our home in Park Ridge, Lindholm has roofed our home twice. Well, there you go, a happy client. The last time being in 2010, that pretty much says it all. Thank you and all your guests for the help they bring to your listeners, Ralph in Park Ridge. So there was a knock-knock thing on the door I showed you.
Yep.
We all have seen these. These folks walk around door to door and stick it on your door handle. So you got to pull it off because you don't want that ugly thing on your door handle. And it basically tells them all the different things that they offer, including roofing. We talked about it with the law that the state of Illinois is passing, that desperate people are reaching out to companies that they don't know of based in Florida to come up to give them money. Okay, so what you are talking about, the largest asset that more than 90% of our listeners will hold in their portfolio in their lifetime will be their home. And why you would just turn around and not work with a set of professionals, that's why we are here for 3 hours. I am here for 3 hours every Saturday, and you guys come in and join me, and Jeremy as well, is to educate our listeners of the landmines that are out there. This is one of them. Right? Who knows who this company is? You're here every 6 weeks or so talking about what to stay away from. Doesn't that drive you crazy? Or I shouldn't say that. It's a leading question. Does that drive you crazy, and how do you combat that?
It does drive me crazy. As far as combating it, we just keep on plugging along in as professional a manner as we possibly can, and we try to maintain our integrity where these guys virtually have none. And they try to basically rip you off.
What were you saying with Mike? It was illegal. And Jeremy, something was going on that they make promises, but you're like, it's illegal. What were you guys talking about during
some companies will offer to waive your deductible.
Well, that's insurance fraud.
Yeah.
The bottom line is if you have a deductible of $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever, the job that you hire out to have done should cost you your deductible, period. Yeah, so it's a $30,000 roof, siding, gutters, windows, and it's covered by insurance for whatever reason, and you have a $1,500 deductible, then that job should cost you $1,500.
So they're saying a contractor would come in and say, oh, you owe $1,500 on your deductible, sign this contract for $30,000, and guess what? We're going to discount that $30,000 to $28,500, right?
Okay. We're going to give you a $1,500 rebate.
They're taking $1,500 off.
So if the insurance companies were to ever do an audit, I guess it would be,
which they don't.
And they would find this out, then it would be insurance fraud.
Yeah.
So they're quote-unquote discounting the 30 down to 28.5.
That's how they're trying to, you know, do
that. They'll bill you for the full amount, but they'll give you a rebate or not make you pay the whole amount.
Something.
And that job, I would assume, if they went to you, would be a $25,000 investment instead of a 28.5, because the mindset of the homeowner is, I'm saving $1,500 on the deductible. They're not focusing on what the overall
job... Yeah, the quality of the work.
Or the quality of the work, the investment. Sure. I get it all the time with the rates. I could get down to 5.625. It just happened to a veteran, which just absolutely frosted me. On the website of this huge lender, 5.625, it absolutely crushed me. I couldn't deal with it. Turns out it had a bunch of points not listed anywhere on the website.
Just
I'm like,
bait
listen,
and switch advertising.
Just absolute bait and switch crap for it, which is wrong. But then to do it to a veteran really pissed me off, right? So I'm just like, you got to go with the 5.625. This is like, you know, this is 24, 30 month old pricing. You got to take it. I can't even come close to this. You know, have a nice day. I did all the research for him. She came back, said, we're at 6.625. Where are you at? I'm like, what happened? Well, after we started getting going, all of a sudden all these extra fees started popping up. I'm like, oh, that's not
right. That explains it.
It's the same type of deal. They suck you in, and then you're so far down, you feel you're so far down the path, you can't get out. But that's the game. These are the things that I wasn't aware of, that rebate scam that you're talking about.
Oh, there's all, I mean, that's, our companies aren't exposed to it because we don't even know. Like, Mike and I are like, I don't know how they do it because we've never done it. We've never experienced that.
Creative financing.
But there's companies that will say, hey, if you pay me cash, like, I'll give you a, like, whatever it may be. My question to you is, how does a homeowner know that this is a shady company, real company, good company? They have Illinois, like, they got a website. They
how
have
long
Illinois
have they
cars.
Been licensed, you know?
Licensed in Illinois.
Right, in Illinois. If a company comes here storm chasing from
Kansas,
Texas, anywhere, how long have they had an Illinois license? Or did they possibly buy another roofing company's license?
Which I'll tell you how they do.
How are they finding
Illinois them? Department of Professional Regulations, IDFPR, right, Michael? We're all, you know, Kari's, we all are. We all need, you want a license in the state of Illinois. You want to be a barber, right? You want to cut grass. You need an IDFPR. You need to be registered with the Illinois Department of Professional Regulations. And if you're not licensed with the Illinois Department of Professional Regulations, And you do your check, IDFPR, I don't know if it's .org, .com, whatever the hell it is, type in Illinois Department of Professional Regulations. There's like 40, 50, 100 categories. Click your category, roofing, type in Lindholm, boom, there's Lindholm. Type in Jack and Sally's Roofing Company, probably not going to show up, right? Sure. Because they're not going to take the time, if they're a fly-by-night, to get registered and licensed to the state of Illinois.
You get a roof done by one of these fly-by-nighters, and they give you a 5-year warranty. What's it worth if you have to call a company in Texas to come back out and fix a leak?
It's as good as Joe used to say, the taillights.
Yeah, the taillight warranty.
Right.
Yeah. Brake light warranty.
Right.
As far as
right.
I could see the brake lights.
As far as you could see, you could give a 100-year warranty, then, but as soon as you don't see the brake lights anymore, that's when the warranty ends.
And the worst thing is some of these companies hand you a blank document and ask you to sign it and tell you that we're going to work with your insurance company to get you this or that or that or this.
And they don't.
And, well, sometimes they do. But then you're obligated to them. And if you don't use them, you have to give them 15, 20, 30% of whatever the insurance company gives you. And yet you don't want to do business with them.
I have a great story of a neighbor of mine. I did his loan about 4 or 5 years ago. Highly educated gentleman. making very good income. He was a financial analyst at a Fortune 500 company. I'll come back with that story, right? You think nobody gets suckered into?
Oh, yeah.
He got zapped. It was like he had a big magnet on the truck, and he had a big steel plate in it on his tuchus, and it sucked him right in. Huh. That's a good visual. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I couldn't want to get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
No, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Friend of mine bought a home. Michael, $850,000 home in Northbrook. I did his mortgage, did his wife's mortgage. They were married. Very great couple. Great credit. Good income. Very smart. Financially astute people. Right? They have a business on the side. He worked at a Fortune 100 company. Great income. He was a financial analyst.
Smart.
Smart guy. Very sharp guy. Storm came through. Damaged their roof on their new home. Okay, calls me. I recommend him to you. Okay, you call me. He's like, can't help, and he already signed a contract. I'm like, what are you talking about? He just called me. I sent him over to you. Prior to him getting a hold of me, because he knows that I had a relationship with you through the show, somebody had knocked on his door, and he signed a contract. Here's a financially astute guy, 400 G's plus a year, who reads contracts every single day, and he signed a contract for his home to have some storm chaser rebuild his roof. So you read it, and it said that if he hires somebody, if somebody other than his company does the work, he'd have to pay this company that he signed a contract with that he's never heard of before that just showed up after a storm 30% of the damage that was being repaired. So it's not just for the uneducated. This guy is highly, and his wife, very smart couple, right? And they made that mistake, and they were trapped to go with this person with the storm chasing company. With what type of guarantee do they have? The taillight guarantee. I mean, that's you know, I'll never forget your dad. He came up with that. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? He's like, as soon as you stop seeing the taillight, David, that's it. There goes the warranty.
And even if these companies are good, like, because we service anything, right? Customer calls us, hey, something doesn't seem right. They could use a different type of material. They could use a product that's no longer made,
shortcuts,
put up in your house, and then all of a sudden, hey, I want a service. Well, they stopped making that siding 3 years ago. Like, I just had it put on. Like, that we've seen before. Like, talk about shady stuff that's just happening.
There's a lot of ways to cut corners, and sometimes they do.
Yeah.
You want to read the one that just came in? Predators? It's sad how many predators?
Sad how many predators there are out there. Not just scammers, but banks and credit cards, such as Wells Fargo. Such as rhymes with Wells Fargo.
Rhymes
with vendors, medical providers, venture capitalists, state governments. Wow. Plus internet scammers. Technology has taken all the fun of living.
So,
yikes.
You've got a storm chaser coming in, and they will be here. I will make a prediction. We will have some bad storms this summer. In the next 90 to 120 days, we're going to have some very bad storms.
And they'll show up that day.
They will show up the day because they've got the maps and the radar. They know where the storm went through, and they will start knocking on your door. They will quote you a number. You will think that number is good. You have no idea the material that they're using.
They do not quote you.
They don't
you
even
a number.
Quote.
They just have customers sign just
blank,
$0,
blank
things.
Documents, blank contract.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Do not sign a blank contract.
Okay, they will knock on your door. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through what happens. Storm comes through, your top of your house is blown off.
Hey, sign here and I'll go up on your roof and I'll battle with your insurance company for you.
Yep.
You don't have to do anything.
You do nothing.
That's what they say. That's their ploy.
And their response should be
no.
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 I mean, no. It should be, hey, I'm gonna call my insurance company. I have an appointment on the 8th of July. If you want to be here, like if you trust this company, if you want to be here, meet with my adjuster on the 8th of July. That's totally up to you. But no, I'm not signing anything. And no, I'm not doing that.
And
there's
then
no
call Lindholm Roofing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Call a reputable roofing local company that's established. Hello, Lindholm, 1949.
If they don't do insurance, find somebody that they'll recommend that does it, right? Like, we don't do insurance, so we recommend Lindholm.
We do.
Right?
All the time. But we don't storm chase. We don't.
When the storms come through, and they will come through, the number to call is what for our listeners to put on their refrigerator right now or in their phones is what? When the storm comes through and they have damage, and they're, because a lot of our listeners, when they come through, are going to get whacked.
Well, yeah. First of all, lindholmroofing.com on the internet. Simple, easy. 1-773-283-7675.
Okay, it's really that simple. You get... Realtors, you get the call all the time. Kari just sold a house. Just bought a house. I mean, roof storm came through. Who do I call?
Yes.
I get the calls all the time too. Hey, something just happened.
You got to know a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the guy or the gal on your show that does this? Boom. Right. Hey, I got rodents. Rose. Boom. Right. I got plumbing. Boom. Go to Epping. I got roofing. Boom. It goes to Lindholm. We got divorce problems. I send it to Julie and Rafe. Right. I've got student loans. It goes to Ray Kaplan. I'm making those email introductions all day long. Right. I'm like a blackjack dealer. Just. but you're getting those calls too. Every single day, when a storm comes through, they're calling you for recommendations.
Yes, that is correct.
And they are desperate for help. So don't make the mistake by signing.
Well, I just think it's don't sign a contract that doesn't spell out what you're going to get. Like, period. I don't care what it is. If you're not going to get
with an amount.
With an amount, with a warranty,
description
with a scope,
yes.
Types of materials, whatever it may be, like, just don't sign that.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. If you have questions, call a professional. We've taken those phone 100%. Calls, and I'm sure you guys do too, where it's, hey, I got a contract. It seems too good to be true. Does this make sense? Be like, no, that doesn't make any sense at all. Don't sign that.
Phone number.
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
We got to put a special shout out to a lady I met last night. I found out today she's a taste tester for McDonald's. How awesome is that?
What? Like new McFlurry flavors come out?
I'm like, where do I apply? Right,
is she healthy?
It doesn't matter.
Well, so, I mean, McDonald's isn't the healthiest food.
Let's not get specific, okay, all right? I'm like, I'm in. I'm like, where do I, part-time job? I'll volunteer for the chocolate chip cookie taste.
Okay.
Because they got delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
So shout out to Alita, I met her last night. Found out that her husband's parents are huge fans of the show.
Nice.
So they're listening. Thought it was kind of a big deal that you know, she met the host of Hometown Chicago.
Oh,
so I just want to put a shout out there.
Your head.
They're coming in. I invited them into a show.
Nice.
You're going to see.
Cool.
And you
That's
could
exciting.
Verify everything yes. that I'm saying.
Oh, I believe it.
My head can't get any better.
I get it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Coming back out of the break, we're going to open it up to everybody, text messages, call lines. It's going to be a free-for-all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Kari, you want to talk about a short sale, but we've got three girls in purple coming back from cheer camp right now, or cheer practice in the back seat. One is 10 years old. One is 8 years old. One is 6 years old. And they have got a brother that's 4 years old. So
That's a lot of kids.
Well,
I'm just saying.
This is the taste
tester. I
feel
for them.
This is the taste tester at McDonald's.
That's sure.
This lady's taking down like spoonfuls of mayonnaise to taste the different things of mayonnaise. I talked to him like, that's disgusting. When do you get to the chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, yeah. I want to taste the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
not mayo.
If I got to go through at least 10
yeah,
spoons
how,
of mayo to
how
get
how much
to,
is it 10?
That's what she said. And then she's like, you got to taste barbecue sauce. I'm like, as long as the ending is chocolate chip cookies,
I'll taste anything.
Where's an application? Okay. So if their names of these young ladies rhyme with Elena, Arlette, and Ayla, and they have a brother, Alec, like in Baldwin, who's at a baseball game right now, they are going to come with or without their parents, it'll be up to them, to a Team Hochberg suite to a Bulls game this year.
Nice.
On me. So there. I'm sorry that your mom's listening to a boring show and driving you crazy, but you just won tickets to from me. You'll be my guest in the Team Hochberg suite, and hopefully you like the Bulls.
Are you saying being bored pays off right now?
Well, if everything's boring when your parents okay. are listening to in your backseat.
Fair enough.
What do you listen to this
We're
garbage
just not
for?
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, got it.
To them, for a 10, an 8, and a 6-year-old, probably. And if you don't want to tell Alec, that's on you. I'm not getting involved in that.
Sure.
So congratulations. Just let your mom listen to the show. She could use the advice. 312-981-7200. Short sale in St. Charles.
Yes.
Are they back? Are they back? What's a short sale? I know what a short sale is, but for our listeners.
Listeners might not know.
That hasn't come out of a listener on the radio since 2010, 2011. Are they starting to make a comeback?
Well, they are. Well, I wouldn't say it's a big part of the market. It's like not that big of the market right now. But this gentleman is in a situation where he is selling short of what he owes on the mortgage.
He has financial hardships.
He has financial hardship. Okay. And so we have the home priced at $950,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But to put it in perspective, the neighbors that have recently sold have been 1.7, over 3 million. It's a beautiful neighborhood on the west side of St. Charles. The home is in very good shape. You could move in tomorrow and live in the home as is. Everybody wants to put their own flair on it. Mm-hmm. I would say, just knowing the simple things that I do know about construction, somebody may want to put $100,000 in it because they're going to want to put their spin on it. It is a really good value when you compare the comps to it.
You could buy a $1.8 million home for $900,000. In this market. No, listen, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Not,
well, yeah.
But in this market, with the shortage of inventory, you could buy that. You could probably rent it for $7,000, $8,000 a month. I mean, what could you rent it for? What can you rent that place for?
I would, that's hard to get $7,000 a month in St. Charles. It's very, very challenging.
Five?
I would go more like five.
All right. So you got $60,000 coming in. If you're an investor,
yeah,
you got one sitting next to you. He's president, CEO of a credit union. He's got two titles. He's got two titles.
Big deal.
Which means he's got double paychecks.
He's important.
Yeah, he probably gets paychecks. Yeah.
He should. But I'm just saying, for an investment standpoint, Mike, there's a shortage of housing out there. And if you've got that type of money, it's St. Charles, right? You're not in a depressed area.
No, it's not.
It's St. Charles. Okay?
It really is. It's a beautiful home. It's actually all brick. And it's got an empty lot next door that's cared for by the association. So the only thing with a short sale that's difficult for families or people that need a specific closing date is you can't get that specific closing date. You can't say, I want to close September 15th, because it has to be approved by the bank.
Yep.
So it would be perfect for investors.
It is perfect for investors. It's a higher price point that investors usually focus on, but when you drill down on the math, it works.
I might have a guy that we both know who might be interested in that, who lives in St. Charles, so I think you should talk to him about that.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like when you said, hey, that's a big number, but you also said it's a 1.8 value and it's at 900. So
it's relative.
That's like saying, hey, I got a $500,000 house at 250. Like, that's doable. No problem.
Exactly. Yeah. My point.
Got it.
I mean, a 900,000, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
But when you're talking that homes around the corner or 2-3 miles away are going for 1.5, 1.8, 3 million, there's some gigantic houses in St. Charles.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some value there.
Yes, and they're not even a mile away. I mean, they're right there in the same subdivision.
Phone number, we got ahead of break if our listeners want to learn more.
630-587-4700.
Right, I just picked up three new listeners by the name of Elena, Arlette, and Ayla. Huge fans.
When they need a mortgage.
Oh, they're coming to me.
Of course. You're playing the long game
on
that one,
buddy.
You go
anywhere else, I'm putting a future value on those Bulls tickets, Sonny. So, yeah, either you come back or I'm coming after you. It's going to be like worth $40,000 in 15 years when you buy a home.
Yeah.
312. I'm just going to put a lien against their parents' house. Why not?
There you go.
312-981-7200. The company in Florida did it.
Sure.
It's good enough for them. We can screw people just as bad. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. Getting back to your point, Mike, my dad wouldn't marry my mom because she had a car note on a 62 T-Bird. He wanted her to be debt-free.
Wow.
Okay, a little...
That's a rule.
That's a little different times.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So here's another one. So my kid is allowing her boyfriend.
We said that.
Okay, we said that one. Yeah, verbal intercourse. Yeah, we're verbally intercoursing right now.
Correct.
Yeah. So there you go. It's nothing bad. Yep. I mean, whatever. Here's a good one for you, Mike. My neighbor is a roofer. When a solicitor knocks on my door offering a roof inspection, I just point to my neighbor's truck in his driveway. So there you go. Take that.
Oh, I have storm chasers pull up in my driveway. I just point to my car. Like, there's a... it's sitting right there.
It's company it's
home improvement right on it.
Dad started it when he was 17, yeah, exactly. And I've been working on it since.
Oh, okay. So you're probably okay then. Yeah.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
So what about the so-called insurance... independent insurance consultant adjusters who will discuss your claim with your insurance company?
We kind of talked about that already, and we'll dive deep into that maybe at a later segment or a different time. But I mean, just to find out that there are people that are certified public adjusters and work for a company at the same time. So they're trying to get out that middleman. Again, I'm going to go back to do not sign anything without a dollar amount and a clear description of what you're getting.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Shout out to Lindholm. Jim Hoy?
Hoy.
Led the team in my 2019 new roof, wider gutters, and was fantastic. Jim didn't oversell, suggested waiting on gutter guards in the front. 5 years later, turns out they are needed. And Matt Kirsten is a pleasure to work with now. Jim is now retired. Side note, we still miss Joe Brand, a.k.a., according to this texter, Hochberg Jr., on Saturday mornings. I'm so sure Joe, can you break that out and send that to Joe?
He's
I'm
gonna love that.
Sure, he'll love that. That's the first time Hochberg Jr.
Hochberg Jr. He's gonna
I don't know that he'd like that.
I don't think he's gonna like that. 630, hey Hochberg, don't hurt your arm patting yourself on the back. I'll try not to. For Mega, does your company refer anyone on the south suburbs? They live in the south suburbs, Tinley Park. I have a laundry list of things they want done, but nobody to do them.
So Tinley Park. This would be a great PSA to any contractors, handyman, home remodelers in the Tinley Park area. If I'm assuming you're a good company, please contact our office, 847-658-8989.
You'll vet them?
We'll vet them. We'll meet them. We'll have a cup of coffee. We'll talk to you, see if we could figure out some kind of relationship, because we do have a lot of customers in that area that don't have anyone to work with.
It's not in your service area.
It's not in our service area. It's too far for us. Okay. Yeah, we just can't be cost competitive, and we just don't have anybody in that area.
Here we go. Two competing text messages. Relax, hotshot. The last thing you are is big. Is a big deal here in Chicago. Okay,
love
thank
that
you,
one.
630. And right after that, 708. You are a big deal in Chicago, Dave.
Nice.
Love you. Love your show. You and your panel are so helpful and funny. So take that, 630. What about water issues in Nevada from an 847, Kari?
We have not experienced any issues with water shortage. I find it very interesting because my home here in the Chicagoland area gets more notices about conserving water than my home in Nevada does. Like, there's no issues with the sprinklers in Nevada. I don't know. And also what I learned, too, is the water is completely recycled in Nevada when you use it, which I think is a cool thing. Maybe
I was gonna
I
say
don't know
icky
enough.
Thing at the same time, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have
it's amazing.
I'm sure they have it dialed in, which is really cool. So I know that's like the talk of the town all the time, but we haven't experienced anything. Here I get notices all the time.
Where odds are evens day.
Yeah, turn off your sprinkler.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text here wants more information about that credit builder loan. Can you explain that again? Essentially, what I send them over to you guys, mm-hmm. and it's a $1,000 loan, and explain it from there.
You know, it can be any amount. Basically, what it is we're making a loan and you're making payments against it, but it's secured by you. So it's really just creating a payment history. And that's what the rating agencies like to see, your ability to pay. And as we talked about earlier, one of the big things with credit, too, that's so important, even if you have the means, some people are just tardy in the way they pay their bills, and that can have a huge effect, and it's something you need to know about.
Go back to that ability to pay, okay, because that is the number one factor that our listeners make mistakes on, and you are, as the president and CEO of a credit union, make a payment, the minimum payment, because if you don't, what happens?
So a lot of people don't know, if you miss a payment 1 month or you're very late, it can actually ding your score 60, 70 points in 1 month. To take this even a little further, on a credit card, if you really want to improve your credit, pay it even 15 days ahead of time. And here's the reason why. A lot of times credit card payments are due like on the 10th of the next month. Well, what happens is that credit bureau has already pulled that number. So if you pay that on the 30th, it shows it has no balance. Does that make sense?
100%.
So it can actually improve your credit so much quicker just by paying it off earlier. Even though the company says you can pay it at that time, it's your advantage to pay it earlier.
Kari, this is a perfect example for your buyers, especially your first-time home buyers that your son and your younger agents might be dealing with. I have a guy right now. He's in his 30s. I put him into a condo, had to put him into an FHA loan because his credit score was 640, 650. We had to go FHA. Fine. Tried to drop his PMI. Forgot he was in FHA loan. I'm like, okay, here's what we have to do. We have to get your credit score up. Pulled his credit because I thought we were going to get ready to refinance him. 658. Okay, no problem. We still have some work to do. Just opened up a truck loan. So I got a $75,000 truck loan.
Because that's how much trucks cost now.
With a $680 payment. Okay, he could afford the payment, whatever. But I got a new inquiry. I got a $75,000 loan with a $74,000 balance. Right? So I got a big elephant right in the middle of his credit report. And he's got credit card debt. So I'm like, here's what we're going to do. Every Friday, you're going to go online. This is a tip for all of your realtors to give to their buyers. Okay? Mm-hmm. Pay your credit cards on Friday in full. He's like, well, I only owe $3,000. I know you only owe $3,000. I pay it off at the end of the month. I'm like, I don't tell you how to do your job, all right? Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Pay off your credit card every Friday. So every Friday when I get up, I'm like, happy Friday. It will be a great day to pay off your credit cards to zero, okay? Been doing that for the past 4 weeks. He sent me a text yesterday morning thanking me. You're awesome. My credit score has gone from 650 because he's got a credit score monitoring thing up to 721. In just 4 weeks, paying his credit cards off on time, in full, every Friday. That's why, Mike, I wanted you to drill home as the president and CEO, big shot of a credit union, the importance of the ability to repay. Because that is the number one thing that you guys look at when trying to determine the credit worthiness of people that you give money to, of prospective clients.
Well, and to take this a little bit further, as a not-for-profit financial institution, if I give you a loan, even though you qualify, but because of other factors, I see that it's going to be really hard for you to pay it, I'm doing you a disservice.
Because that's a great point.
You're going to get in trouble, and life's going to happen, something's going to happen, the car's going to break down, whatever, and the next thing, you're late, you can't afford that monthly nut, and what's going to happen?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to be screwed.
So, I mean, it's more than what is even available that you could get. What makes sense for you in your life situation?
This lady on the southeast side of Chicago who didn't have a mortgage that you guys bailed out with the loan that she easily qualified for, she was going down a slippery slope. In the next 6 to 12 months, her 560 credit scores will be in the 600s, possibly on the way to 700s, and we could get her into a much better position than she's in right now. And she's got a home that's safer and cleaner because PermaSeal is going to come in and plug up all the holes that they won't be able to plug up. Okay.
And a great point with this, money's one of those things, never put it on the shelf. Continually work with it and adjust it. Why is that important? Well, things happen. Credit scores go up.
Yes.
Rates go down. stages of life. How you need money today can be very different next week or next year.
And the guy, go ahead. I got to hit a break, but hold that thought because I'm going to get yelled at if we don't hit a break. I want to come back with that. All right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike Lee from King County Teach Credit Union is going to finish up his thought after these messages. 312-981-7200. Make a press call. Text them, photo line, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720-WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right. Mike, finish your thought there. I know we had a cut. I get yelled at if we don't hit the brakes on time. You know, we were talking about during the break about Kari asked the question. Well, I ask you, Kari. It was a great question about paying off your credit cards.
Yeah, so if you don't have enough money to pay off the full balance, if you just pay the minimum amount due every Friday, does that help your credit score as well?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
A payment versus no payment is always a good thing. But the bigger issue is they want to see the liability going down. So anything you can pay toward principal is really changing your situation. Or if you're just paying the minimum, you're, you know, for lack of a better word, you're kicking the can down the street. Nothing's changing.
Right.
Where now if you're showing that you're paying down that principal amount, now their liability is going away. Thus, your risk factor is going down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, how do you eat an elephant? Okay, that's my favorite response. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So if you've got something going in, you have $1,000 debt, and you're throwing in $50 a week, right? You got $200 going down, right? So it's being applied to the balance. Your balance is coming down. As your balance coming down, what happens to the credit score, Mike?
It goes up.
It goes up. As the balance come down, the credit utilization happened. What happens to the credit utilization, Mike?
It goes down.
And what happens when your balance goes down and your credit utilization goes down?
Your credit score is going to go up.
Okay. This is like Laurel
and Hardy
here. That's why
he's a CEO and president. That's why he's got two titles, because he's just rapid fire in those responses, right? How about that?
I'm glad I passed.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to let you know. I just want to let you know, during the last break, I strained my right buttocks muscle, and I am powering through the last.
How?
I don't know.
Pushing a button?
No. It just went out on me.
I just want to let you know.
Well, let's let Elise know that
don't tell Elise. She doesn't even know I have a radio
massage.
Show. No, please.
In the right buttocks area.
Yeah, she would like find somebody to do it.
Okay.
Where's John Hansen? We got to get Hansen in here. Not to massage my buttocks. No, to talk about the inequity of Mike Lee's time on the show.
Got it.
So, but that's the whole point. If you make it a point of wanting to be a homeowner, you are much better off going into home ownership. And I say this, and I will take this to my grave. If you have $20,000 worth of debt, okay, and you want to put down $40,000 on your home, you would be much better off financially taking $20,000 of that $40,000, agree or disagree, Mr. Lee?
Agree.
Paying off your credit card debt of the $20,000, which is costing you somewhere between $600 to $800 a month. So that $20,000 is not only negatively impacting your credit score, which is negatively impacting your ability to get a super low rate or a slooper low rate,
whatever it is.
Right. It's also that $600 to $800 payment is the equivalent of a $100,000 mortgage payment in this market. So not only are you helping yourself qualify for more of a loan, you're also helping yourself by eliminating this ridiculous debt and improving your credit score so you can get a lower rate. So when you qualify for more of a home, you're getting it at a lower rate. So that's all we're talking about. We're just playing with numbers here. And that's important for your son, who likes to do these videos, and he does a great job at the videos, to put that out in the social media.
Sam will be doing that this week.
All right. You're welcome, Sam.
I think one of the things that you talked about, too, was also younger generations are just using debit cards.
They have no idea.
They're using Apple Pay and debit cards for their everything. All transactions, Zelle and everything, but that doesn't help their credit.
At all.
Right.
Well, the bigger issue is, and this is big, never ever use a PIN transaction on a debit card other than to get money out of an ATM. Why? There's no fraud protection. So if you do a PIN transaction, it's $5,000 and it was fraudulent purchase, you're out.
Have a nice day.
Or if you go through Visa, now you've got Visa's program and the most liability is $50, and like at the credit union, we cover that. So, and what's happening with fraud right now, you have to think about that with every transaction, because they're that good. They're out there. The things we see at the credit union are very sad, but you have that protection, which you don't have with a debit PIN transaction. Hmm.
In regards to the short sale, Kari.
Yes.
Why would the bank approve a short sale for $900,000 if they could put the house on the market and get more money, which is what we talked about during the break?
Well, the market will pay what the market will pay. And so the home, I actually just took over the listing about 25 days ago, and it had been on the market for about 2 years. So we're just, we're taking the price, we're figuring out what the water level is on the price, and then showing the bank the data. How many... how many offers we have had, what they've been at, how many showings, and it's all relative based on the market.
And depending on the investor, the, you told me that there were two investors on this during the break.
Yes.
The desperation, Mike, you could attest to this, the desperation of the investor to get the money, at some, at, depending upon what position they're in cash flow-wise, they will take a discount to get the money faster with the short sale than putting it on the market, waiting 30 days for a normal mortgage, all that stuff. If you could close quick for cash, just like on a short sale, which is what a short sale is, the banks would, the investors, depending, you have two of them here, would have to agree to take less and make this go away.
Correct.
So, sometimes it makes it better for them. Mike, a question. I mean, Mike Houston. So many flipping Mikes here.
There's a lot of Mikes.
Right. My middle name is Mike.
You got a Mike here. You got a Mike here.
Mike here. Mike there. Mike.
We're talking on Mikes.
You have X number, according to 630, you have X number of days to cancel the contract if contractor came to your door. The Illinois Attorney General has guidelines for dealing with storm chasers. Were you aware of that?
I think it's 72 hours.
72-hour grace period. Yeah, but that's any contract.
72-hour grace. Any contract. But if you hold on to it, and 3 days passes fast.
Well, yeah, Friday to Monday, right?
Yep. Right. 3 days passes fast. Well, yes, it's 72 hours.
Well, it's like a refinance of a primary residence. You got 3 days right of rescission to cancel a loan. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com.
Did you have like a little pause there?
No, I was reading something and trying to do a radio show.
Okay, all right. I was trying to figure out what was happening.
Not good at either one of them, but I'm trying to do them at the same time.
I wanted to make sure you were still going to stand.
I'm not having a seizure here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but I'm powering through. I've switched the weight to my left buttocks.
Good call.
Tell you what. I mean, John Williams, he would have gone home. Bob Surratt went to come in if he had an injury like this.
John Hansen would only do an hour show.
John Hansen would have called
exactly.
It
wouldn't matter.
And he would have only given you five minutes.
He would have only given you 5 minutes.
Right. Well, we know that to be true.
He's not here to defend himself, so we'll just keep beating up on him. 630. I've had a roofer. I don't know. I've used a roofer for many years, and I keep one of his yard signs in the
garage.
This
is a smart idea.
I put it out after a bad storm. The storm chasers won't ring my doorbell.
That's a smart idea.
If there's a sign in the yard.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
I like that 630. Yeah. Don't stop doing it.
Yeah. Is that great?
Yeah, that's fun.
Here's a good one too, Kari. Ready for this? You want to read the one that just came in?
I don't know which the
first time home buyer has enough for 20% down.
First time home buyer has enough for 20% down. Technically has enough for 30% down. Should he be putting 30% down, say for hidden costs?
What are your thoughts?
Gosh, I'm going to swing that back to you, David, because like I feel like that is a really good question. I want to make sure it's answered correctly.
I'll swing it over to Mike because we're swingers here, Mike. So,
no,
wow.
I am not a swinger.
Wow. No, here on the show. Not really one. We just swing left and right here. Mike, you're to my left.
Well, my first thought is I always believe you want to borrow the least amount of money you can, but what they need to do is get a good faith estimate and see what total cost is, because a lot of times buyers that don't have a lot of experience don't realize they have to pay for a lot of other things in that transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they don't know the cost of a house.
They don't know,
yeah.
You know. And then the other part is, we all know, anytime you buy a new house, you have to buy things.
Yes.
Like, those drapes sure are ugly. We need blinds.
Even a rake or a shovel or garbage cans, people forget. Like, I need all this stuff?
Exactly. I mean, home ownership, just buying a house is just the start of it.
Exactly.
It's an investment that you have to continue putting money in to keep its value.
Moving expenses?
Yeah.
Turning on cable? All of that stuff costs money. If you want cable, I'm just saying, I would go down with you. I'm with you. Leverage the hell out of it. I know what Dave Ramsey doesn't believe in it. Put a large down payment, go 15%. Listen, That's one way of looking at it. I'm complete opposite ways because guess what? Things happen and unexpected expenses happen. And if you're stuck into a 15-year fixed loan, it's not a good place to be.
Do they have a – yeah, sorry, but you could get this after the break. Do they have an incentive for first-time home buyers right
yes,
now?
Yes, we're going to pick that up here after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fixer on the house. Yes. I filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun.
They love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata, and they beat the living bejesus out of
you. They do.
And you start firing back at it, which is awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, yeah, David Hochberg's got something going on there at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show.
Laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Show. Chicago.
Man, that's an oldie but a goodie right there. 312-981-7200. Yeah, we invited John in. He obviously doesn't want to take up the challenge of talking about why you only got like 2 minutes on a show last week.
He doesn't know how to respond. I mean, that's it.
Sent them like
so my question ago. Was, first-time home buyers, is there an incentive? The last texter said, hey, I have 20%, maybe even 30%. Do you think that's smart? And go.
I think leverage is the key. I was always taught you buy as much as you can for as little as you can, as long as you can afford the payment. Mm-hmm. And you have that money available for, I was born Jewish, I was raised Jewish by a Jewish mother and father, and my mother would say, God forbid, at least 10 times a day, or was it a bad day? Okay, and if God forbid something happens to you, your family, your house, or a loved one, and you needed that extra cash to put into play quickly, it's better to have it in your checking and savings account if you could afford the monthly payment of the home that you're buying with 20% down. Would you agree with that statement?
I agree totally. Where people get in financial problems is when they don't have the resources to cover a life event that pops up.
And you know when they pop up?
Whenever they do.
When you least expect them to pop up. When you never expect them to pop up.
Sure.
I'm driving my daughter home from camp last Friday. I get out to take the bags out. My daughter's a counselor, dropped her off. I'm looking at the tire. My wife's got a huge chunk out of her front tire. I'm up an hour and a half away from home.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we got to take it easy on the way home, right? $561 for a new tire. Okay, guess what? Most people don't have $500 for an emergency. A tire, okay? Then, of course, we go and get the tire. Oh, you need an oil change. It's like $900 later.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is what it is. Yeah. These are the things you got to be careful of. All right, I want to do something for my friend Paul Bryan, who recently passed away. He was a leader, a man amongst men in the auto industry. So a nugget of knowledge on the way out, Michael, for our listeners to share.
Nugget of knowledge. The little 17-year creatures, Janelle Iacchino. Is that how you say her name?
Iacchino.
She was mentioning on a couple of radio shows I heard that they're clogging gutters. And I thought, oh, come on, Janelle, you know, quietly, silently to myself, you're nuts. But no, it's true.
Yeah.
We did a full redo on a house. House gutters, roof, siding, windows. Lady calls us and says, hey, my gutters aren't working. We just put them in like 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? Clogged with cicadas.
Oh my goodness.
So if you've got a canopy of trees over your house, or you're in an area where there's a lot of them and things are happening to your gutters, get out there and have them cleaned out.
Yeah,
because that water is going to overflow, ruin your house, ruin your foundation. It's that good.
Sure.
I want to put a little challenge out there to Janelle too. Over at the Noon Whistle Brewery in Lombard, they're doing cicada-infused Malort shots.
Oh, great. She told us about that.
I did it.
She doesn't like Malort, though.
We'll do it in Fireball and call it a hot cicada.
That. Ew.
Yeah. Once you get past the crunch, it's okay.
you two are perfect for each other.
So call Lindholm for all your roofing, siding, gutters, windows, downspout, tuck pointing needs at 1-773-283-7675. Or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, Michael Lee, nugget of knowledge for our listeners, buddy.
You know, I just want to say, regardless of your financial situation, through training, application, you can be better. And that is a lifelong thing that's attainable for everybody, but it starts with you looking for advice, finding good mentors in your life, people that want to invest in you, speak life into you, and don't settle where you're at. You can be more.
Phone number.
Best number to do something with KCT is 847-289-3260. And that is my line at the office. Right.
I just saw pictures of Joe, how do you pronounce his last name?
Malesino.
Malesino's work in progress. He's going to, I don't know if we're going to be able to tell him from Brian Urlacher when he gets done. It's about 3% done, and he's looking a lot like Brian Urlacher already. So I'm waiting for the other 97%.
Those 294 billboards?
Yeah. Joe Malesino, KCTCU. You could look like me. Kari Kohler, our nugget of knowledge for all of our listeners out there that you'd like to leave them with?
For our Chicagoland listeners that are buyers in the marketplace, we have a lot of off-market properties. We've got a lot of sellers that are telling me, hey, I'm going to sell at this time. I would sell if this situation happened. So we've got some relief for buyers out there if you want to give me a call directly. And the other point I wanted to make is that when rates do come down, it is very likely that prices are going to go sky high.
Yes.
Given our low inventory. So if you're a buyer in today's market, make it happen soon.
Phone number?
630-587-4700.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Thank you, as always, for
thank you.
Helping me get through that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm worried about your right side of your rear end at this point.
On the damage of right butt.
Butt cream.
No. Dave's all set with that stuff. Yeah, I know. He's got like a pre-subscription to Gold Bond. I'm surprised Gold Bond hasn't like given you a shirt or a sponsorship of some kind.
Right? Sales department's falling asleep on that.
Yeah, they are. If you have a home, we could help. Regardless of what your issue is, what you're running into, if you just need somebody to say, hey, does this sound right? Give us a call. You could text us, call us, email us. 847-658-8989.
All right, real quick here for my good friend Paul Bryan passed away this weekend. He had a radio show on before me, Drive Chicago. Everybody, if you heard Paul Bryan, deep voice, he knew, forgot more about cars than a lot of people know. World-renowned, highly respected car expert. He loved cars and loved talking about them. He was also marketing manager of the Alfa Romeo Indy Car team. A lot of people didn't know that. I previously mentioned he hosted a show here in Chicago at WLS for 20 years, won 2 Emmys, inducted into the Legends of Motorsports Guild's Hall of Fame. To quote Paul, he was always entertaining and sometimes actually informative. So he was in the Army. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, founding member of the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Board of Directors that offered money to veterans that needed money that had hard times. He was a huge supporter of that. I met him down in the basement WLS, and I'll never forget the first time I met him. He used to get a brand new car every week just to drive and talk about on the air. He pulls around in a Maybach, $350,000 car. I jump in front of the car. I'm like, dude, we've never met before. I got to see this car. I go, I got to see what a car that costs the same amount of money of the homes that I'm financing. He's like, sure, young man, jump in there. So, and we were friends ever since. He was the warmest, gentlest, kindest person. We lost a legend and we lost a Chicago treasure. So may his memory be a blessing. Paul Bryan, we love you, buddy, and may you rest in peace. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration. Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Joe Metalicino from KCT Credit Union, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.